What's in a house? What's in a house? And I want to go to two passages of scriptures. Go with me to Matthew chapter 18. And then go with me to Luke chapter 4. Matthew chapter 18, we're going to read one verse. And that's verse 20. The Lord says, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Go with me to Luke chapter 4. I believe there are times in each of our lives when we come to church and we go through the order of the service. We go through worship. We have the giving of tithes. We hear a sermon. And yet we truly forget that the Lord is here. And that the Lord is here for a purpose. He's here for a reason. God's presence is here. God's Spirit is here. God's anointing is here. And He's here for a reason. He's here for a purpose. And in Luke chapter 4, we find why He's here. Look with me at Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 17. It says, "And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when Jesus had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" Beloved, what I want us to understand is every time we meet in this house, every time we gather for a service in this house, the presence of the Lord is here. And this is why He is here. He is here to heal us. He is here to set us free. God knows the needs of each one of our hearts. And He desires to come and meet with us and meet those needs in wonder-working power. That is why He is here. Beloved, I guess the purpose of this message is to remind us of this. Because I don't want us to forget what we have in this house. The purpose of this message is to remind us of these things. Because I don't want us to forget what we have right here in this house. When we worship together, when we pray together, when we open the Word together, there is a sweet anointing from the Lord in this house to strengthen us in our weakness, to heal the broken places of our hearts, to set us free from all that captivates us, to set at liberty those that are bruised in heart, to comfort the comfortless. Beloved, God is here to touch us with His tender hand of wonders and miracles. That is why He is here. And I don't want us to ever forget what we have in this house, what we have in these moments that we gather together. You know, going through the Gospels, I love to read those stories of just very personal and very powerful encounters that people in need had with Jesus. And brothers and sisters, have you ever noticed in the Gospels that Jesus, He loved to use His hands? You ever noticed that? He loved to use His touch. He loved to reach out to people with a tender hand of compassion and touch them. And I think that really reveals something about the heart of our God through His Son, Jesus Christ. How God just loves people and how He just longs to touch them. Touch them. And I believe my favorite story of all in the Bible regarding this is the story of the leper. Mark chapter 1. We all know the story of the leper. The leper runs to Jesus and he breaks through the crowd and he falls at the feet of Jesus. And the crowd around is really surprised and they're really aghast at this leper in their midst. And the leper falls at the feet of Jesus and he says, "Jesus, if you will, you can make me whole." And the Bible says Jesus was moved with compassion. And Jesus said, "I will." And to the shock of the crowd and to the horror of the crowd, Jesus does something so unexpected. He steps towards the leopard and he places his hands upon the leopard. And I believe with all my heart, it was very important to Jesus to touch the leper. I believe that with all my heart. Because there was a disease in the leper's heart that was more horrendous than the disease upon his skin. You see, no one knew rejection like a leper. A leper knew rejection. The very time you are pronounced a leper, for the rest of your life, you'll never see anyone take a step towards you. All you'll see people doing time and time again is take a step away from you. So I believe with all my heart, when Jesus stepped forward and he placed his hand upon his leper, what he was saying to this leper is this. I know my word will heal your leprosy, but my hand will heal your heart. My hand will heal your heart. I believe when Jesus stepped forward and he placed his hand upon the leper's head, he was saying to the leper, I want you to know something. I love you with all my heart, and you are very precious to me. And whether you're a leper or whether you're not a leper, I accept you. You're not only precious to me, but I come to reveal the heart of my Father. And I want you to know that you are precious to my Father. I believe that's what he was speaking to this leper. And I just can't help myself. This leper was healed. And he departs wherever he went. And I just can't help myself because every time I read that story, I wonder, where did he go next? What happened in this leper's life when he left? I can't help but wonder, did he have a wife to go back home to? Did he have a family to go back home? I can't help but wonder. And beloved, God has given me an imagination. So just bear with me as I use my imagination. In fact, I want you to picture this with me. Picture this with me. The leper goes running home. And in the house, his wife, she's folding clothes or she's drying dishes and she's putting them away. And suddenly he appears. There he is. And in shock and in disbelief and in utter joy, all she can do is stare at her husband. And before she can open her mouth, her husband says, I'm healed. I'm healed. And he begins to roll up his sleeves, maybe his pants legs, and begins to just show her, I'm healed. I'm healed. And immediately, she jumps into his arms, and they embrace. And after a very long, very long, very long, heartfelt embrace, she says, honey, what happened? What happened? I don't know everything that happened. All I know is I heard of a man named Jesus that could heal me, that could help me. And I ran and I fell at his feet and I said, Jesus, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus said, I will. And with a hand of compassion, he reached out and he touched me. He touched me. And when he touched me, I know my leprosy was cleansed, but I know my heart was forever changed. Forever changed. And when he touched me, there was a song that just came alive in my heart. There was a song that just filled my heart. Beloved, God is here. God is here. So if he's here, what does this mean? It means let the brokenhearted rejoice. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the feeble say, I am well. Let the blind say, I can see. Let the deaf say, I can hear. Let the lame leap and dance in the presence of the Lord. God is here. And I don't want us to ever forget what we have in this house. What we have in this house. Beloved, what's in this house? What is in this house this morning? What is here with us this morning? Let me tell you what's here. Everything. Everything is here. Listen, people throughout the world are spending billions of dollars to try and find what we have here this morning. We have healing here. We have deliverance here. We have comfort here. We have renewed hope here. We have renewed joy here. We have a renewed mind here. A love that casts out fear. Triumph for tragedy. Grace for failure. Miracles for impossibility. Restoration for ruin. Beauty for ashes. Joy for mourning. It is all in this house today. And we need to remember what we have. And how priceless what we have. How priceless it is this morning. So now the question is, why is he here? Why is he here? Because he loves us. And he is faithful. And he is good. And he is compassionate. And he is tender, and he is powerful. And he knows we live in a fallen world. And he knows in this fallen world, by disappointment and hurt and pain, he knows that people are wounded and broken because of these things. But beloved, because he is good, here's the gospel. Here's the good news. He's given us something so much more powerful than these things. He has given us his anointing. He's given us his anointing. So God is here this morning. And so the question that comes to my heart, God is in our house today. God is in our assembly today. So what should we do? If his presence is truly here with us this morning, then what should we do? Let's just read some scriptures together. Would you go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 2. Look with me at verse 11. It says, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Go with me to chapter 8. Look with me at verse 2. It says, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Go with me to chapter 9. Look with me at verse 18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Just go with me to chapter 15, verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. How many of you are very familiar with those words? She came and worshipped him and said, Lord, I need help. Help me. Are you familiar with that? I'm very familiar with that. So beloved, here's the question. And God is here. And he's here for a purpose. He's here in this assembly this morning. So because he's here, what should we do? Two words. Worship him. Not go through the motions. Not just sing songs because that's what we do on Sunday. With all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Like the woman with the alabaster box. Break those alabaster boxes, which is our heart. And pour our love upon him. Pour our affection upon him. And worship him. Worship him. You know, right here I could go into the power of worship. I could talk about the power of worship. You see it all through the Gospels. But I sense in my heart God's speaking to me, Tim, keep it simple this morning. Just let them know where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there, and I will be there for a reason. Worship me. with all of your heart. Amen. That was a very short word. And it probably surprised you to know, it took me 4.5 hours to get that word. In my office. It's very short, but God wants to remind us again, don't forget what I have placed in this house. Don't forget what you have here. Don't forget how priceless it is. Don't forget how precious it is. And when you come into this house, know I'm here, and I'm here for a reason, and worship me with all of your heart. Amen. I just want us to begin to just to tell the Lord, Lord, we don't take your presence for granted. We don't take your presence for granted. God, we know you're here. We don't take your presence for granted. Lord, your presence is priceless to us. Lord, your anointing is priceless to us. Holy Spirit, you are precious to our hearts. Precious to our hearts. Beloved, would you just join me in talking to the Lord? Can we just talk to the Lord a minute? Tell him that we appreciate him. Tell him that we appreciate his presence. Tell him that we appreciate his anointing. Tell him we don't take for granted what we have in this house. We don't take it for granted. Come on, brothers and sisters. Talk to the Lord. He's here. God is here. He wants to hear your heart. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your gratefulness. He wants to hear your thanksgiving. Can we just take a moment just to thank him? Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your anointing. God, thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, thank you for what you're doing in our lives. God, thank you for what you're doing in our hearts. Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for what we have in our house. God, we thank you for what we have in our church. God, we thank you for what you have given the body of Christ. God, you are filling us and you're healing us so that we can serve you in freedom. God, you are setting us free to serve you in freedom. God, you are setting us free to make us useful in your kingdom. And God, the desire of our heart above all is to love you and to glorify you. God, in our generation, to glorify you. God, the desire of our heart, Lord, is to lay our life down and walk in your will for our life. And Lord, you be glorified through our life, Lord, in the way that you have chosen for each one of us, God. God, that is the desire of our heart. God, it is a joy to serve you. God, it is a joy to serve you. It is a privilege to serve you. And God, we thank you for the life that is in this relationship with God. Lord, there is such life in walking with you and loving you and seeking you and serving you, Lord. And God, we thank you for this life. God, we thank you for this life. Lord, we love you this morning. God, we know what's in our house. We know what the treasure you've put in this body. God, the anointing of your Spirit. And Father, we are grateful. And we do not take it for granted. God, we don't possess a Samson heart. Where we're moved by your Spirit. But we're not satisfied by your Spirit. No, God, we are a satisfied people. Lord, your life has satisfied us. Your heart has satisfied us. Lord, your Spirit has satisfied us. And God, all we can do is stand before you this morning and just say thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you for the life that you have put in me. I thank you for the life that you have put in us. And God, I thank you this life is changing us from glory to glory, even in your likeness. God, I thank you that we are ever decreasing and you are ever increasing in our life. Lord, we thank you this morning. Beloved, I'm going to close in prayer. And after I close in prayer,